strain of humanity and filial reverence. A similar clemency was extended to the principal officers of state, of whom several were ransomed at his expense. And during some days he declared himself the friend and father of the vanquished people. But the scene was soon changed, and before his departure the hippodrome streamed with the blood of his noblest captives. His perfidious cruelty is execrated by the Christians. They adorn with the colours of heroic martyrdom the execution of the great duke and his two sons, and his death is ascribed to the generous refusal of delivering his children to the tyrant's lust. Yet a Byzantine historian has dropped an unguarded word of conspiracy, deliverance, and Italian succour. Such treason may be glorious, but the rebel who bravely ventures has justly forfeited his life. Nor should we blame a conqueror for destroying the enemies whom he can no longer trust. On the 18th of June, the victorious Sultan returned to Adrianople and smiled at the base and hollow embassies of the Christian princes who viewed their approaching ruin in the fall of the Eastern Empire. Constantinople had been left naked and desolate, without a prince or a people. But she could not be despoiled of the incomparable situation which marks her for the metropolis of a great empire. And the genius of the place will ever triumph over the accidents of time and fortune. Bursa and Adrianople, the ancient seats of the Ottomans, sunk into provincial towns, and Mohammed II established his own residence and that of his successors on the same commanding spot which had been chosen by Constantine. The fortifications of Galata, which might afford a shelter to the Latins, were prudently destroyed. But the damage of the Turkish cannon was soon repaired, and before the month of August, great quantities of lime had been burnt for the restoration of the walls of the capital. As the entire property of the soil and buildings, whether public or private, or profane or sacred, was now transferred to the conqueror, he first separated a space of 8 furlongs from the point of the triangle for the establishment of his seraglio, or palace. It is here, in the bosom of luxury, that the Grand Signor, as he has been emphatically named by the Italians, appears to reign over Europe and Asia. But his person on the shores of the Bosphorus may not always be secure from the insults of a hostile navy. In the new character of a mosque, the Cathedral of St. Sophia was endowed with an ample revenue, crowned with lofty minarets, and surrounded with groves and fountains for the devotion and refreshment of the Muslims. The same model was imitated in the Jami, or royal mosques, and the first of these was built by Mohammed himself on the ruins of the Church of the Holy Apostles and the tombs of the Greek emperors. On the third day after the conquest, the grave of Abu Ayyub, or Job, who had fallen in the first siege of the Arabs, was revealed in a vision, and it is before the sepulchre of the martyr that the new sultans are girded with the sword of empire. Constantinople no longer appertains to the Roman historian, nor shall I enumerate the civil and religious edifices that were profaned or erected by its Turkish masters. The population was speedily renewed, and before the end of September, 5,000 families of Anatolia and Romania had obeyed the royal mandate, which enjoined them, under pain of death, to occupy their new habitations in the capital. The throne of Mohammed was guarded by the numbers and fidelity of his Muslim subjects, but his rational policy aspired to collect the remnant of the Greeks, and they returned in crowds as soon as they were assured of their lives, their liberties, and the free exercise of their religion. In the election and investiture of a patriarch, the ceremonial of the Byzantine court was revived and imitated. With a mixture of satisfaction and horror, they beheld the Sultan on his throne, who delivered into the hands of Gennadius the crozier or pastoral staff, the symbol of his ecclesiastical office, who conducted the patriarch to the gate of the seraglio, presented him with a horse richly caparisoned, and directed the viziers and bashaws to lead him to the palace which had been allotted for his residence. The churches of Constantinople were shared between the two religions. Their limits were marked. And till it was infringed by Selim, the grandson of Mohammed, the Greeks enjoyed above 60 years the benefit of this equal partition. Encouraged by the ministers of the Divan, who wished to elude the fanaticism of the Sultan, the Christian advocates presumed to allege that this division had been an act not of generosity, but of justice.